Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to the Alternative UX on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mike, aka Max, and this is a live show right now coming to you for the next 15 minutes. It's a Bible encouragement show. What I normally do is I read a portion of Scripture and then go back and discuss what I've read. So thank you for joining me today. If this is your first time listening to the show, you're welcome to, if you're listening to it on demand, you're welcome to pause it. If you have a Bible, I encourage you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Just to give you an idea of who I am, I was received into the faith officially by baptism, although the doctrine of baptism is something that I don't really need to discuss in this particular program. But in 2007, I was baptized in a Pentecostal church. I accepted salvation through the finished work of Jesus Christ in 1995 when I was 21. So in that sense, I had a conversion from just simply having a faith that I didn't really take too seriously. And then when I basically converted to, when I basically understood what it meant to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and converted to Christianity, I was a Roman Catholic, but I basically understood how the gospel applied to my own life. That was back in 1995. My journey has been somewhat of a interesting journey. I don't really want to get into that on this program, but just let's say that I do believe that God is available to anyone. I believe that if you have a sincere desire to understand the Bible or to understand what the Word of God is saying, that anyone can truly be accepted by what the Bible is presenting. I'm not necessarily here to bash you over the head with the Bible, but I'm here to give you hope through one of the oldest books that has been put together in history, which is the Bible. So with that said, it's a little bit of my background. Today I'm going to be reading from the book of 2 Corinthians, which is found in the New Testament, starting in chapter 1, verses 3 to 13. And I've titled this episode, The Comfort of Believers in the Church. So that, what does it mean? So that may sound a little bit strange. I think, like, you know, usually when you think of comfort, you think of things that make you happy and things that give a sense of peace and security. And, you know, it's always nice to have a good meal when you're really, really hungry. And sometimes that is food can be very comforting to us. I'm not going to be talking about food today, but what I want to talk about, the comfort of believers in the church, is something that I want to touch upon, is that if you've repented of your sins and received God's grace in your life, there is a comfort that can come from being a part of a church. That's basically what I mean when I say the comfort of believers. When you're part of a local church, as you will go on to see that Paul is addressing the church in this chapter of 2 Corinthians, you notice that he is receiving comfort from God, and as well he's using that comfort that he receives from God to bring encouragement to the church in Corinth, the Corinthians who are in Corinth. So with that said, it's not a long show today, so I'm just going to dive into the scriptures and we'll see where we can go from there. So if you found your place in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I'm going to start reading in verse 3. Going to verse 13. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation, and our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. Verse 8, for we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. Verse 12, for our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but with the grace of God, and more abundant towards you, for we are not writing any other things to you than what you read or understand. Now I trust you will understand even to the end, as also, verse 14, as also you have understood us in part, that we are your boast, as you also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. Okay, so Paul is saying here that that we're going to go through trials. If you're a believer, you're going to go through tribulation, you're going to go through trials. He mentions that not only do we go through trials and tribulation, but not only does he go, the apostles, or that they were going through trials and tribulations, but that the church that he was writing this letter to, that he was basically saying that they're going to go through trials and tribulations too. So he was saying that God was comforting, if God is comforting him, it's also for the comfort of the church. So he can use the comfort that God gives to the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul could use the comfort that God gives to him, that he could give to the church in Corinth as well. And then he goes on to say that you are going to go through the same sufferings that I'm going through, that Paul was going through. So he was basically saying that, you know, when you go through trials and tribulations, you know, he was saying that you're also going to experience the comfort of God too as well. So it's not just that you're going to go through a you know, really, really bad stuff if you become a Christian or if you already are a Christian, but that God will perseverance is something that is discussed in other books of the Bible, where we're supposed to persevere through our trials and stuff. We're not to give up, and God gives us the strength to do that. We don't do that by ourselves. So, but what Paul is saying here is that he is being comforted by God, or if he is being comforted by God, it's also for their comfort and the comfort of the church, in case they're going through similar trials and situations that the Apostle Paul went through. Or if he's being comforted by God, or if the church is being comforted by God, it's mutual. So it's mutual edification in the church. The Apostle Paul is saying that there should be that, you know, God is delivering him, and he's also saying that God is going to, you know, deliver him from his trials, and that the church should rejoice in that as well. So when we go through hard times in life, we should rejoice in our trials, not the fact that we're experiencing pain, but that God is, you know, that God has promised us that he will also give us a sense that we can make it through those trials, and that we can also be comforted by God as well. So in this episode, I wanted to discuss the trials we face in the modern church. So just to touch upon that, some of the trials that we face in the modern church are not very different from what people living outside of the church experience. So where there's all kinds of different trials that we're not immune to necessarily. There are certain consequences to sin that are the same inside the church as well as outside the church. And I think later in this chapter, in the next chapter in this book, that the Apostle Paul goes on to talk about someone who was caught in a trespass. Believe that is in chapter 2. He's saying to forgive the offender, lest he be overcome with grief. But in life, in the church, the trials that we face in the modern church are really no different from any other trials that we would face if we were not part of the church. The rain falls on the just and on the unjust. And what I wanted to discuss what it meant to the Apostle Paul to receive comfort from the Lord. So I believe he's saying here that his comfort is also for their comfort. So he's not just saying, I'm going to, you know, if God pours his comfort through the Holy Spirit into my heart, you know, he's not necessarily going to just consume that with his own kind of self-centered, I'm not saying the Apostle Paul is self-centered, but I'm just saying he's not going to consume that on himself. He's going to use the comfort that God has given to him to comfort other believers who may be going through trials in their own lives. And I will discuss the Christian hope. Despite tribulation and why we can rest even if things seem to be going crazy. Yeah, so the Christian hope is basically resurrection. Because Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sin, and he was, we believe as believers, the Bible teaches that Christ was raised from the dead. And I believe that's also something that we can have hope in. You know, the fact that if we are experiencing grief, sorrow, we do not grieve as those who have no hope. We can place our hope in the fact that one day we believe in, and as Christians, we believe in a restored world, that God is going to restore this world. So the Christian hope is not necessarily receiving everything that we need in this life, even though sometimes God does give us things that we, well, are good, everything that we want in this life. Sometimes God does give us the things that we need, not necessarily the things that we want all the time, but we can persevere through having hope in what eventually is going to lead up to our own resurrection, you know, when Christ comes a second time. So that can give us hope when, despite tribulation, we can rest, even when things seem to be going crazy, because if our faith is just simply in, I'm not saying we shouldn't want the best, we shouldn't have hope for in this life, right? Because I believe that we can have hope in this life. I believe that, you know, even though we're going through trials and pain and hurt and stuff like that, we can still have hope in this life. I will, you know, and so that's basically what it means to persevere through your difficulties. And how Paul found comfort in the Lord, you know, was discussed here in the first couple of, or first several verses of this chapter. And by his example, we too can take comfort in each other's faith, even when we seem to lack faith, right? So Paul was saying that his comfort, and I'm just going to read that again just so we can, so I've been talking a lot, so I'm just going to read starting in verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, right? So he's called the Father of mercies here, the God of all comfort. So God is a merciful God, and he's a God of comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulations. So God promises here that he's going to comfort us in our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. So that could refer to people outside the church or inside the church, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So God is going to comfort us. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so we suffer with Christ, so our consolations also abound through Christ. Consolation there just means to give hope, and our hope, in a sense, our consolation also abounds through Christ. So suffering with Christ, we suffer with Christ, but we also have hope in Christ as well. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. So if we are afflicted, if we are suffering, it's for the church's consolation. This is the Apostle Paul speaking here in this verse. He's saying, if we are afflicted, it's for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. So that's the promise there given in the last verse, verse 7. I'm going to read that again. And our hope for you is steadfast. So he's saying it's steadfast, it's not moving. Because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, right, Christ's suffering with Christ, so also you will partake of the consolation. So he's promising the church that even though they may be going through a difficult time in life right now, or in their lives at that point in time, or we may be going through a difficult time, that the promise is that we will also partake of the consolation. I'm going to stop here. There's only about 16 seconds left to go in the show. I want to thank you for listening today. I want to thank you for listening today. This has been Mike, a.k.a. Max, and you listen to the Alternative View on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.